Welcome once again to Review Shooter. Today we're going to tackle Daredevil's The Extended Director's Cut, whatever you want to call it. I should say that it's been out for almost a decade now, actually. I think it's 2003, so maybe 8 years. And I've actually never seen the original Daredevil movie in full. I've seen bits and pieces of it, and from that, it never intrigued me to see any more of the movie. Finally, a friend convinced me that I should check out, you know, the director's cut, extended edition of it, or whatever. You know, just to kind of have it in my backlog of comic book movies that I've seen. And I've got to say that, you know, the movie isn't as horrible as a lot of people tend to make it out to be. That said, it does have its fair share of problems, and I think the biggest one to me, at least personally, is the tone of the movie. The movie itself seems to be going for an extremely serious, dark, and gritty vibe. I mean, if you think about it, this is kind of like Batman before Batman Begins, because it was out before that movie. But none of the actors in the movie or characters seem to have gotten that memo, as they all seem campy and cheesy and a bit over the top. Like, the Kingpin doesn't come off as a sinister crime lord. He comes off as a goofy, something out of, like, the Adam West Batman series, but maybe not that extreme. I can't personally take Ben Affleck seriously as a superhero or a Daredevil who just doesn't look the part to me. He has his best friend, John Favreau, who went on to eventually direct the Iron Man movies. And again, Foggy Nelson, or whatever his name is, he comes off as kind of a goofball in the movie. And you get all of these characters who are meant to be serious, or you should be taken seriously in the context of the movie, but they just don't work. So you have this huge contrast between the movie trying to take itself seriously and none of the actors or characters doing it, especially when you get up to Bullseye, who just seems to be one of those extremely goofy villains in this movie. And to a degree, I guess, it works for him. It just doesn't work totally with the movie. That said, like I said before, I've never actually seen the full movie, so I don't know what the director's cut added or what it took away exactly, so I can't compare it to the original. That said, like I said, I think it's a decent movie. I wouldn't go out of my way to check it out, and it would probably never be on my top 10 list of comic book movies, but, you could spend a worse drunken Sunday morning on something. So there you go, Daredevil director's cut. Nothing special, but you won't scratch your eyes out after watching it.